Good evening. This is Sakishwani Kohima. I'm Karchisite with the evening news. The headlines. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav reviews healthcare progress in Nagaland, polls for accessible, affordable, quality healthcare across state. Nagaland holds state-level conference on transforming veterinary services. Advisor Kinimi calls for prioritizing farmers as key partners in livestock development. Health officials stress community effort for better oral health in Nagaland on World Oral Health Day. And Nagaland launches Mega Oil Palm Drive to boost jobs and edible oil production. Now the news in detail. Governor of Nagaland Nand Kishore Yadav today chaired a review meeting with officials of the Department of Health and Family Welfare at Lok Bhavan in Kohima to assess the state's healthcare progress and challenges. The meeting was led by Secretary Health and Family Welfare S. Tainu. The department highlighted the state's significant improvements in key health indicators, noting a sharp decline in infant mortality rate alongside considerable progress in maternal mortality ratio and total fertility rate, reflecting enhanced maternal and child health care services. The department also briefed the governor on the performance of the National TB Elimination Program, citing improvements in case detection and treatment outcomes. However, challenges remain in areas such as timely disbursement of benefits under the Nikshay Poshan Yojana and patient adoption, which require focused attention. Appreciating the department's efforts, the governor stressed the importance of strengthening implementation of health programs, particularly in remote and rural areas. Governor Yadav also urged officials to continue working towards ensuring accessible, affordable, and quality health care for all citizens across the state. The Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Nagaland, today organized a state-level officers' conference on transforming veterinary services in the state, challenges and opportunities in Kohima. Addressing the officers, Advisor of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services and Chairman State Animal Welfare Advisory Board, Nagaland, Kajeto Kinimi, said that officers play a crucial role in translating policies into action and ensuring effective governance, highlighting the importance of livestock in rural livelihoods. Mr. Kinimi said that farmers should be treated as partners in development and urged officers to adopt a people-centric approach.
Livestock is not merely an economic asset. For many rural families, it is security, income, nutrition, and hope. It extends the sustaining livelihood and safeguarding community. Livestock farmers must not just be beneficiaries, but partners. Therefore, your responsibility goes for beyond treatment and vaccination.
Director of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Dr. Imo Meron Sadir, underscored the remarkable pace of progress made by the department in the delivery of veterinary care, noting that the sector has undergone significant transformation over the years. He said, veterinary services today are evolving faster than ever before, and emphasized that they need to update and adapt themselves with the recent advances in the field of livestock farming and healthcare services. Dr. Sadir further also underlined the importance of improving farmers' access to modern technologies and better livestock management practices to enhance productivity and ensure sustainability. Nagaland today observed the World Oral Health Day 2026 under the theme A Happy Mouth is a Happy Life. At a program held in Kohima, Additional Secretary, Health and Family Welfare Department, Rana Bomo Odio, emphasized on the importance of community effort involving families, schools and healthcare workers in achieving the goal of good oral health, which is essential for overall well-being and in improving quality of life. He also congratulated the Nagaland Dental Team for achieving two national awards in the year 2025 for the Best Performer Award in Small States on World Oral Health Day and Special Recognition for World No Tobacco Day. Highlighting the rising prevalence of periodontal disease, dental caries and oral cancer in the state, Director Health Dr. Sendimaran Aunok stressed the need for an integrated approach linking oral health with general health and recognized dental surgeons as key guardians of oral health, particularly in patient education and awareness on tobacco use and hygiene. Dr. Aunok further informed that the department is upgrading dental health units across the state in phases, introducing modern equipment such as dental chairs, light cure machines, scalers, and digital RVG units. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Naglan Agriculture Department today launched Mega Oil Palm Plantation Drive under the National Mission on Edible Oils, Oil Palm 2025-26 at Doyapur Council Hall. Chumakidima SDO Sival Dansaripar Vejoyo Soro highlighted that the initiative will generate employment and urge citizens to take advantage of the scheme. DAO Chumakidima Moyen La Pongan noted that India imports nearly 60% of its edible oil and said the drive aims to create a self-sustaining production ecosystem. She said the initiative will cover 8 districts in Nagaland, focusing on foothill areas. Ms. Pongan said that MOUs with Godrich Agro Vet Limited and Patanjali Foods will ensure market linkages. Godrich Agro Vet will establish nurseries, custom hiring centres and a one-stop solution centre, including a nursery at Dansaripar to support farmers. She assured that the government will provide free saplings, fair prices and field-level assistance to ensure the initiative's success. Chief Electoral Officer of Nagaland, Bhagya Shri Bayanat, has said that the first randomization of electronic voting machines, EVMs and voter verifiable paper audit trail, VVPAT units for the upcoming by-election in the 28 Koridang Assembly constituency was conducted yesterday. The process carried out through the EVM management system by the district election officer was witnessed by representatives from recognized national and state political parties to ensure transparency. Following this, constituency-wise list of allocated machines will be shared with all parties at the district headquarters and machines will then be handed over to returning officers for election use. Ms. Bayanat said that the EVMs and VVPATs will be securely stored in assembly strong rooms under party supervision, and once candidates are finalized, the list of randomized machines will be made available to all candidates. The by-election in Koridang is set to take place on April 9. Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav has extended warm greetings to all on the joyous occasion of Eid ul-Fitr. In his message, the governor said that this blessed festival marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramadan, a period devoted to prayer, reflection and compassion. He said it is a time to celebrate the spirit of generosity, unity and goodwill that binds communities together. The governor expressed hope that this auspicious occasion would inspire everyone to uphold the values of peace, harmony and mutual respect. He further wished that Eid ul-Fitr brings happiness, prosperity and good health to every home and strengthens the bonds of brotherhood and togetherness among all sections of society. Chief Minister Nipurio has also extended warm greetings on the occasion of Eid ul-Fitr. He expressed hope that this auspicious festival brings joy and happiness to all, inspires kindness and renews the spirit of gratitude and compassion. Mr. Rio also wished that the festival would foster unity, strengthen relationships and usher in peace and harmony. And now to end the news, here are the main points once again. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav reviews healthcare progress in Nagaland, calls for accessible, affordable, quality healthcare across state. Nagaland holds state-level conference on transforming veterinary services. Advisor Kinimi calls for prioritizing farmers as key partners in livestock development. Health officials stress community effort for better oral health in Nagaland on World Oral Health Day. And Nagaland launches Mega Oil Palm Drive to boost jobs and edible oil production. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.